Hello, I'm Gary Roby. Welcome to this call to worship. Magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt His name together as we think about being able to rest, because God has a plan. Heavenly Father, please bless us with your presence in a very real way today during this call to worship. Lord, you know how many listening today are afraid, concerned about what's ahead for their life. Some have life-changing decisions to make and need your wisdom. Give us your peace that passes all understanding as we rest. As we rest in the fact that you will direct our steps. We can rest in your love, and that as our Heavenly Father, you have a plan and you will take care of us. Lord, bring us into your rest as we heed your call to worship.
Resting, resting in you. thy love so pure, so changeless, satisfies my heart. Satisfies its deepest longings, meet supplies its every need. Compasseth me round with blessings, thine is love indeed. Jesus, I am resting, resting in the joy of what thou art.
Thank you for joining us for this call to worship as we rest in the fact that it's God that directs the steps of the righteous. A special thank you to those of you who have written to us. It blesses us more than you can imagine. And some of you have sent a message to us directly from our website. Many have stopped by and liked our Facebook page and even left comments there. We sincerely appreciate your faithful prayer support and donations to this ministry as you're led. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You're also able to make a contribution safely and securely on our website at www.calltoworship.us. And you can also listen to programs, past and present, right there on the website and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you hear on this program, as well as our statement of faith. That website address is calltoworship.us.
Morning. sun, moon, and stars in their courses above. Join with all nature in manifold witness to thy great faithfulness, mercy, and love. There is pardon for sin and a peace that
strain of the song which their ransom will sing in that heavenly kingdom shall be.
His peace, wonderful peace, coming down. Oh!
This is your call to worship.
Upon his promise.
Rest. Rest. Rest can be a very elusive concept. It's a reality that some rarely enjoy. When you close your eyes and you think of rest, what comes to mind? Is it sleeping in on a Saturday morning? Lying on a blanket in the sunshine? Being done with everything on your to-do list? God invests a lot of His Word describing how we can enter into His rest. Just listen to His words. Isaiah chapter 41. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be discouraged, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will hold you up with my victorious right hand. From Romans chapter 5. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight, by faith, we have peace, peace with God, because of what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done for us. These words from Isaiah 28, verse 12. God has told His people, here is a place of rest. Let the weary rest here. This is a place of quiet rest. But they, His people, would not listen. Jeremiah 30, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord. Neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity. And Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. Matthew 11, 28 and 29, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your souls. Even the Apostle Paul had times when, because of spiritual battles, he had no rest. Listen to his words to the church at Corinth in 2 Corinthians chapter 7. I have the highest confidence in you, and I take great pride in you. You have greatly encouraged me and made me happy despite all our troubles. When we arrived in Macedonia, there was no rest for us. We faced conflict from every direction, with battles on the outside and fear on the inside. But God, who encourages those who are discouraged, encouraged us by the arrival of Titus. And from Hebrews chapter 3 through the first few verses of chapter 4, and who made God angry for 40 years? Wasn't it the people who sinned, whose corpses lay in the wilderness, and to whom was God speaking when He took an oath that they would never enter His rest? Wasn't it the people who disobeyed Him? So we see that because of their unbelief, they were not able to enter His rest. God's promise of entering His rest still stands, so we ought to tremble with fear that some of you might fail to experience it. For this good news that God has prepared this rest has been announced to us just as it was to them. But it did them no good because they didn't share the faith of those who listened to God. for only we who believe can enter his rest. As for the others, God said, in my anger, I took an oath, they will never enter my place of rest. Even though this rest has been ready since he made the world. We know it is ready because of the place in the scriptures where he mentions the seventh day. On the seventh day, God rested from all his work. But in the other passage, God said, they will never enter my place of rest. So God's rest is there for people to enter. But those who first heard this good news failed to enter because they disobeyed God. So God set another time for entering his rest, and that time is today. God announced this through David much later in the words already quoted. Today, when you hear his voice, don't harden your hearts. Now, if Joshua had succeeded in giving them this rest, God would not have spoken about another day of rest still to come. So there's a special rest still waiting for the people of God. For all who have entered into God's rest have rested from their labors, just as God did after creating the world. So let us do our best to enter that rest. But if we disobey God, as the people of Israel did, we will fall. Folks, rest in the fact that it is God who directs your life. These words from Psalm chapter 1. For the Lord watches over the path of the godly, but the path of the wicked leads to destruction. Jeremiah 29:11, a verse very familiar to many of us. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Proverbs 3:5-6, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek his will in all that you do, and he will show you which path to take. Psalm 100, acknowledge that the Lord is God. He made us, and we are his. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. And thinking of sheep, and the shepherd, Psalm 23, a psalm of David. The Lord is my shepherd. I have all that I need. He lets me rest in green meadows. He leads me beside peaceful streams. He renews my strength. He guides me along right paths, bringing honor to his name. Even when I walk through the darkest valley, I will not be afraid, for you are close beside me. Your rod and your staff protect and comfort me. You prepare a feast for me in the presence of my enemies. You honor me by anointing my head with oil. My cup overflows with blessings. Surely your goodness and unfailing love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the house of the Lord forever.
Thank you. Jesus is my friend. He's with me to the end. I'm so glad to be ready. surrounds me and shadows are calling at noonday. Bring strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow just can't be found. No enemies taunt me, I know that the Lord is my hope and stay. He will lift me up and He will set my feet on solid ground. Solid, solid ground. One day when my life on earth is over and my Savior comes to call me home, I'll be calm and sure, eternally secure. I'll be home, resting in His
Our call to worship topic this hour has been rest. Resting in the fact that we are in God's hands and He takes care of His own. Thank you for joining us today. I pray that this program has been a blessing to you and that you would invest just a moment to tell your friends to listen in. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page and also to visit our website located at www.calltoworship.us. You can make your tax-deductible donation to this ministry right there on the website. You can also listen to programs there and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace.
Song.